This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Right on. Thank you, Lucius. It is the G-Bag Nation here on The Fan. Coming up at 4 o'clock, Barry Church is going to join you, the former Cowboys safety. Right here, we'll be at Rally House in Arlington tomorrow. Here's Chiafalo with some restroom revelations.
Yes, sir. We do have some restroom revelations featuring the question, have you ever heard a player be compared to one of these? But I do need to address this wild situation from, I believe this is courtesy of Belts by Bobberto at Trollo469. Crushing it on the Twitch, but he tagged myself and Walchuk in something on Twitter today that is, I was not aware this existed. Cinnamon Toast Crunch Creamy Cinnamon Spread. It's like its own version of like peanut butter of sorts. Oof. Where you can have what? Cinnamon Toast Crunch Creamy Cinnamon Spread, and you could put it on a peanut
both
butter and jelly
sandwich. On both sides of the sandwich, yeah.
Both sides.
Toast.
Yeah.
Does it have cream cheese in it?
It does not. All I see is it contains milk and soy. I don't see anything about cream cheese at this point.
All right.
But holy smokes, man. I've never seen this at the store, but it is real.
Would that be in the icing section, like by the cake stuff?
I think so.
Yeah.
That seems like an icing, don't you think?
It does have that vibe, but I think it can be used in a multitude of different ways. Maybe you do want to icing up a full on cake. Maybe you just want to go with a personal
sounds like a fuffernutter
toast or
isn't that like a marshmallow peanut butter sandwich?
Yeah, there is the marshmallow fluff,
yeah, right?
That you can get.
Fluffernutter?
Peanut butter and fluff sandwiches, if you've never done one of those, highly recommend. Those
yes.
are delicious.
And as I said that, I was very nervous. That could have meant something else.
I kind of was looking at you funny on that one.
Yep. The fluffernutter?
I could feel the stare coming from the corner of my eye as that slipped out of my mouth.
Yeah. You felt the excitement over there from Broadus?
He was very excited.
Mm. All right, let's go ahead and dive into a little R&R.
Oh, that comes with an intro.
Oh, snap. No, it's okay. It's all right.
There's a pretty good one. If you just want to look, and we're going to start the segment, but just fire it off at any time, Lucius, because it is pretty... Oh.
You said any time, bro.
I'm glad. Nice work. Okay, 406 says it's in the peanut butter aisle, and it's freaking amazing.
Okay. Bam.
940, they carry it at the dollar store as well.
So no way.
It seems like here. This is in arm's reach for all of us right now. We could all go home tonight and enjoy some Cinnamon Toast Crunch Creamy Spread.
I won't be doing that.
Not Walchuk, though.
I'm not doing sweets till Christmas. I'm back on the wagon.
I've heard that before.
Unless Abby asked me to get some. And by the way, I do have a restroom revelation of my own briefly.
Please.
I've been struggling with admitting this all day, but... I think I've hit the age where I got to be a little extra sure when I'm going number one.
Okay.
Maybe an extra shake and a stand. Like, you ever be in a public restroom and you notice the old guy, like, you know, almost like he's twerking over there. Trying, like, what are you doing?
He does have some bounce.
You know, before the zip, there's like 12 seconds of jiggle.
Yeah. A lot of shake.
I had a lot of stuff going this morning. I needed to get into the restroom and get back to the kitchen because I didn't want the omelet to get overcooked. Mm. And I thought I was done, and immediately after turning out of the bathroom and walking,
just fell out of you.
It felt like I'd kind of like 1/8 peed my pants.
Oh no!
Yeah.
So it was more than just the dribbles, because we all have the post
yes.
Game
it was on. More than it was more than a dribble,
and that's really the hazard of going free balling, right? When you don't have the underwear.
Yeah,
you can really feel those dribbles can get all the way down.
See, I think there's an expire. I think there's an expiration date on free balling. Maybe I don't know.
Man. 100%. And also the...
Sorry to hear that, Dawson. That's
most
tough,
painful thing is when you accidentally don't zip correctly and you catch it.
Oh.
Yeah, see, that's another reason to not
We got a bleeder.
Yeah.
Yeah. We got a bleeder.
Something about Mary style.
Yeah, that is maybe the most horrendous pain. And I thought we had a Pulisic issue with that, potentially. We had a splitting.
Like he's... Oh, well, but we found out it's not even... It wasn't even his... Wasn't even his peen.
No, it's just the pelvis. And Nightfuro, I'm not hating on creamy spreads. I'd love nothing more than to take a spoon. You guys know me. Yeah. And just sit down and go ham on this thing. I just can't. That's not state of the art, baby. And I got a weigh in on Saturday. I did eat like an animal on Thanksgiving. They're not going to be happy about that.
But?
So I am cleansing this.
No, your commercials say they give you a lot of support, though.
They do.
They understand.
The support staff is just like
taking
the ass.
It's like, what did you do wrong? Then I have to open up and be vulnerable and honest and say, I cheated, okay? That's not a fun moment.
No,
then they're going to be supportive. But the whole admission of like, I cheated and the disappointment, like when your parents are mad at you and upset at you, Lindsay's not going to be happy.
Oh,
and
no,
Lindsay's a sweetheart.
That's one of the great things about being part of that. They make you feel pretty bad for
I'm very hard on myself there.
Yeah. Good accountability.
The thing is Walchuk's making up for the Thanksgiving feast. And yes,
I'm pulling
that
2-a-days,
plural,
baby.
Because he's pulling 2-a-days with the walk.
I am.
He's
going morning walking, and night.
Morning and night. It doesn't matter how cold or warm it is outside.
Yesterday was brutal.
My boy's getting out there twice a day. He's getting a full 60 minutes of walking in to make up for the just insane disrespect he had for his body throughout the entire duration of the Thanksgiving
break. Getting 9,000 to 10,000 steps in.
My guy. See, that's how you take the L and then you bounce back. Shout out to Biggest L, Biggest Dub. Now the question brought us really, this goes back. I wonder if you've heard this before. I would like to take you to the realm of the National Hockey League, and it is one of the more infamous coaches, I believe, John Tortorella.
Oh, his interviews after the game are the
special.
Best.
Oh, and the in-game ones, too, when they check in with him.
Oh, okay.
They're pretty fun.
Yeah.
But he was asked after a recent game about the 23-year-old Morgan Frost and just kind of like where he's at in his young development.
Yeah.
And the response from Tortorella reads as such, quote, "You look at Frosty, I still think he's up and down like a toilet seat." I had never heard a player in any realm of sports be compared to a toilet seat. I don't know what that does for the confidence. This is not the Mike McDaniel, here's 700 highlights to a you actually are a good player. This is a coach comparing his young 23-year-old player to a toilet seat. Up and down like a toilet seat.
I wouldn't think that would be a very good thing to be compared to. I just don't.
That would be offended.
Yeah, I would be a little offended by that because what is he saying? You're playing like crap. You know, is that kind of what I mean? That's kind of when you think of when you're using the toilet, you're using it to do other things.
For sure.
I guess it could be pleasant. You could have a pleasant experience.
Maybe he was just talking about, hey, like he does what I need him to do. When I need my toilet seat to go up, it goes up. When I need my toilet seat to go down, it goes down. Maybe it was a compliment. He's very inconsistent, and much like a toilet seat, he could be up or down at any time.
Yeah.
At least he didn't specify the toilet seat.
It's true.
Like one of these disgusting ones. It could have been much worse.
Never heard about this in scouting, though.
Never heard that in scouting.
Never used the toilet seat reference in scouting.
If I compare to a toilet seat, it's got to be a Toto toilet seat.
Oh.
Toto toilet seats.
Is that the one what that DJ those? Khaled was flexing about?
Is that the heated
Drake
one?
Sent to
yeah,
him
those are the truth. Oh, my gosh, they're amazing, bro. They got everything.
Wow.
They've got everything.
New age toilets
yes,
are the real
man,
deal.
Bro.
I would love to try one of those.
Googling.
We also have the famous butt doctor. You guys familiar? The social media butt doctor?
No.
He claims to be a bit of a poo expert. He is firmly against the idea, and he can't understand why we as just societies across the world, especially in America, use toilet paper to wipe. He's firmly against it, and he sees issues with it across the board. A lot of people do some excess over-wiping with the toilet paper in an effort to be more hygienic, and he says that's actually it backfires because it's a sensitive area down there. So we have
but do you let the poo stay there and it's itchy the whole day?
No, man.
No, he's just simply saying, he's not saying don't wipe at all. He's just saying the tool that we use being toilet paper. He's like, if you had crap on your face, would you use toilet paper to wipe it off? Probably not. You'd go
wet wipe.
Splash a little water on that joint, man.
Splash a little water on that joint.
Bidets are $55.
It's crazy what a steal those
They're
are
only
right
55
now.
Bucks?
Starting $55. Now you can step it on up and get you some LED lights on that thing. Get the ones that warm up on you.
Yes.
You get the one that blows. Like, I got to cool it off.
Wow.
Yeah. So when you're having days, it's like, man, nothing's falling. You can splash that water on there. and then get it activated, get you started.
You're like, oh, get it activated.
Yeah. And then when it's a little too wet down there, you're feeling weird. You're
like, it's like the car wash. You get the whole ride.
This just has made this a sport.
I sit on there for hours in the morning. I sit on there for hours. Me and my ashtray and my phone and my magazines.
Holy hell, this sounds amazing.
It's a special time, man.
Got a coffee in there.
The butt doctor does.
You got a Keurig right next to me.
I really do.
Dude, put the Toto toilet seat into Amazon. It starts at like $75. There's a $1,029 model for a toilet seat.
That's the LED light one with the hydraulics and stuff. It's got spinners. The butt doctor does it does note.
Can I get a bidet, Mom?
We do aim for the ghost poo, he says, where you wipe and there's nothing there. That indicates that there's a well-formed situation that's been passed. So we do look for the ghost poo. Honestly, I'm probably at like 5% ghost poos. It's
rare. You need to hit
me.
Those fiber thins from Metamucil. Change your life if you start your day with one of those.
Can I get a just definition of ghost poo?
Yeah, that's one of those where you drop it, and then when you go to wipe, you're like, oh, there was actually nothing there. You're surprised that there was nothing. There was no remains.
There's no sign.
It was just, it just went out.
It definitely happened.
It definitely happened.
That's a sign of health.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Holy moly.
Ghost poos
right
for the
on out of
got
there.
Your fiber.
Good to go.
Vegetables.
This doesn't seem right.
Barry Church, former Cowboy safety, is going to join us. Is there anything to be worried about with the Cowboys getting set to host the Colts? BC coming up next here. It's the G-Bag Nation.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.